Welcome everybody to today's group coaching call. We're going to be going over the topic of e-learning. So it's pretty exciting. There's a lot to it, and we're going to go over all that here today. But e-learning is, you know, one of the newest and latest and greatest developments out there online. It's been around for a little while, but a lot of the whole space of e-learning has developed significantly, especially as of the past year. And I'll be shedding some light on the things you can do with teaching people about, taking your knowledge and teaching people about it and walking them through step by step, and some of the top websites that you can refer to that you can check out that'll teach you a lot about what's going on out there, and we'll also talk about some of the strategies and steps you can take to implement it in your own business, or at least consider it in your own business, and so you can ride the wave of this huge wave of learning out there. As I mentioned and previously with the email sent out, e-learning, or just the aspect of learning, is enormous, especially nowadays because of the internet, that you can go to the internet and any type of question you have, you can get an answer to it for the most part within just a matter of seconds. And it just blows your mind, doesn't it? And so we have also a few callers here on the line. So Ben, you said you're there as well, right?
You gotcha, yeah.
Cool. So I'll open it up to questions in the process of the call. So if you have any questions, feel free to chime in or ask questions in the process. I'm more than glad to stop and discuss them as it's relevant to the call. Cool?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay. And then I just wanted to mention that this call is recorded, and it'll be it can be referenced inside of the center there when you log in. So when you get started here with e-learning, it's pretty neat because there's a lot of things you can do with it. And the bottom line is, when you look at the knowledge that you have, you can take that and package it in different ways. And we'll be talking about that too, on how to go about doing that properly. But you take your knowledge and you package it and you sell it. That's really what this is all about. Okay, but there's best practices that you can follow to make it a lot easier for people to consume that information, and we'll discuss that too. So let's jump into things. So number one is the question of, well, who should use e-learning as a part of their business? Okay, people who have any type of knowledge that they're interested in sharing with people should consider it. Okay, e-learning is all about learning information online, which is why they put E in front of it, okay, for e-commerce. They make money through the learning that they have to offer, or the ability to offer that education for people. So you might have even seen some of these sites that I'll share with you here today that share with you. They share all kinds of categories and topics that you can learn about, ranging from A to Z, from architecture to, something that starts with Z, but math and science and architecture, and you think about it, you name the topic, there's usually going to be a course online for it. And there are sites that have consolidated a lot of this learning into one place, just like many universities on the internet. And even universities have hopped onto the bandwagon and are using the internet enormously for purposes of accelerated learning and tapping into a lot of other people all throughout the world. So really anyone who has knowledge that would like to package it and not just make money with it, but consider turning it into a business, or else opening it up to a lot of people throughout the world, can use the whole e-learning platforms that we talk about here today to get that message out, to get that information out to the world. Okay? So people who who especially have information-related businesses or education businesses, this is this is prime time for you guys. This is an excellent path to consider for obvious reasons. But really any business can do it. You think about service businesses or e-commerce or wholesale, or you take any type of business that you have, and there's usually always going to be a need or a good reason to have an education arm and for your business. And people would always like to get more education in regards to using certain products or how to fill in the blank. Okay? So Ben, I'll customize things to you since you're on the call here. And anyone else on the call, you can chime in too if you want to share your business. But do you have a current business right now?
Yeah, I do. It's just getting off the ground, and I'm selling kitchenware.
Okay, cool.
Silicone kitchen accessories is what I'm aiming at.
Okay, fabulous. Would you mind if I customize this to you as we start to move forward?
Absolutely.
Let's okay. Talk. Cool. So you're in the process of developing this, right?
Yes, actually. Just I should actually have product. My target marketplace right now is going to be Amazon.com.
Okay.
And so we're building like websites, and one of the things that we're looking to do is put in like cooking recipes, teaching people how to cook and healthy, holistic solutions eventually down the line. It's like the company, one of the prime names of the company is Kitchen. So we're looking to not only do silicone-based products, but we're looking to actually address the kitchen and holistic approaches to making food for people. And the kitchen is the center of the home, really.
Yeah, no kidding. Fantastic. Yeah, I appreciate you know, sharing the info and the update and the progress that you're making there. So I'll customize it to that. You know, it'll make the whole learning process a lot easier for not just only yourself, but for those folks who are listening in and also listening to the call in the future. So,
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is right in line with something that you could definitely do, okay? But, you know, what is e-learning? I mentioned that. As far as integrating it into your business, you think about all the things that you're doing here with, you know, cooking and recipes and, you know, the products that you have. You can teach people how to use them. You know, you can think about all the recipes, the fun recipes that you can, you know, share with folks on how to, you know, do those properly, right? And how to, you know, all the demos that you could do and all kinds of things you could do, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, video is one of the, you know, the methods or the mediums that is just, a, you know, fantastic to use. And it really
that makes sense.
Boosts, yeah, I mean, it just boosts the entire learning atmosphere, you know, dramatically compared to just offering, you know, the product and the text only, you know, on websites.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so, everybody has a different way of learning things, right? And so visual learners,
yeah.
A video is going to just, that's going to be perfectly tailored to somebody with a visual learning ability.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you have, you know, all types of learners. Yeah, so you know, since you brought that up, yeah, you have, you know, visual learners, you have, you know, kinesthetic, you know, like they like to touch things and, you know, work with their hands, just auditory, and yeah, you have a bunch of different types of learners, right? And so the better you can do at catering this information that you, you know, so you structure for your e-learning courses that you can create, you know, to a number of or all of them, all of the different learning styles, you know, the better. Because you know, some people might not like to watch a video that, you know, was 10 minutes or longer. You know, they might like to just, you know, read it. And I do know plenty of people who like to read, and they prefer that over watching video. You know, so taking those types of learners into account, you know, since you brought that up, it's very important because then you can reach a lot more people, right? And so we will discuss that a bit more in depth here as we move forward. But let's talk about, you know, the, let's come down here real quick, on the steps to take. Okay, so first thing is that you brainstorm on the vision of what kind of topics you're interested in. Like within your case, you have, you know, recipes. That could be a whole category in and of itself of courses you can create. Okay, you got to have a vision. This is the very first step in anything that we do. You've got to have a vision of what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, where you want to go, who you want to help, and what you want to help them with. Okay, these are all things that tie in with vision. The people, the audience that you're serving, you know, think about what they're going through and what kind of goals or challenges that they're experiencing or want to accomplish, and then that'll give you a lot more fuel to feed, you know, the fire of, you know, innovation. You can innovate a lot better if you put yourself in, you know, their shoes and you start thinking about really a course, you know, the course that they're on, you know, the life, you know, that they're leading. And you think of the life scenarios that they're going through. You know, if you think about, you know, the, let's say, you know, you just take, you know, the mom or dad who really enjoys cooking, you know, and there's all types of levels of cooking, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at your recipes, and also you can, you know, organize based upon, you know, specific cooking styles and, you know, eating preferences, you know, vegetarian compared to vegan or, you know, standard or traditional cooking, you know, meat dishes. I mean, so obviously there's a whole list. So you do want to organize it. That's the very first thing. You want to get clear about who you want to help and what do you want to help them with. So you brainstorm those things and you organize, you know, the basic vision to start off with. And keep in mind that your vision is, you know, it should be flexible enough. It should be flexible or fluid, because as you start to move forward, you'll be able to customize things and massage things into place, you know, based upon your interactions with your audience. So when you think about, you know, developing your education and these steps that you want to lay out, you know, for your audience to learn, you know, you'll be able to you know, get feedback from them and then customize it as you start to grow it. You know, some people, you know, haven't heard, you know, I, you know, a while back ago when I started, you know, making money on the internet and building up businesses and so forth, I started off with real estate investing and doing wholesaling. And, you know, the very first venture I did, I kind of learned this the hard way when it came to, you know, growing with your customers. And we developed a system that, you know, was pretty cool. It was pretty cool for us and a lot of other people too, but you know, we didn't really get it out there soon enough in terms of growing with a larger audience before a lot of, you know, people you know, started to lose their shirts in real estate. And
yeah,
so
got that.
It's a lot better to establish, you know, this, you know, the minimum features, you know, the basics that are the, you know, most important things that you got to have in place for your business and for your, you know, e-learning systems. And then start to share them with people, because the sooner you do that, you know, the sooner you can get feedback, and that's validation. That's telling you, do they like it or not, right?
Like market
testing.
Tell
you. Yeah, what's that?
Market testing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it falls in down with the market testing. Exactly. Market is your audience. Yeah, you know, the people out there. So, yeah, the sooner you can get this information that you want them to consume in front of them, then they can obviously start to consume it, and then they can tell you based upon and their, you know, verbal feedback or also their actions, or even if they don't do anything, you know, even no feedback is feedback.
That's true.
So that's the very first step in all this, okay, your vision. And then second, if we're talking about, you know, the steps to go about creating your course. And I'll share with you some case studies and also websites right after this. And you'll see the steps that we're talking about right now will tie in directly with these sites that I'll be sharing with you. Okay, but the second is, once you have a vision of who you want to help and what you want to help them with based upon the information you're excited about sharing, then you want to start fleshing things out with your outline. So things go smoothly when you start to map things out. Okay? So when you think about... let's just take an example of, you have a favorite you know, cooking recipe that you plan on sharing with people? Ben?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, do you have a favorite cooking recipe that you guys plan on sharing?
Actually, I like to cook bread.
Oh, okay, cool.
So the different substitutes and things you can take from your garden and from your herbs and whatnot, and implement those into your bread.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because part of the product line that we're going to be doing is hinged on silicone baking mats and baking products in general. So baking is kind of the market we're going with, and we want to incorporate some kind of a learning curve with it to help people identify, you know, healthy choices with even just the simplicity. Everybody pretty much eats bread unless they're celiac, but... there's even options for people who don't have tolerance for wheat and other such things. So,
yeah,
yeah, there's quite a broad horizon there of opportunities to educate people on how they can do it themselves instead of going and paying $6 a loaf of bread. And,
yeah.
And enjoy and have fun doing it at the same time in your own home.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's very fascinating. Yeah, so you hit upon a topic there that is very very important, you know, with learning, which is having fun. You know, yeah, what you don't want to do, and what we don't want to do, you know, with the whole learning process is just put things in place, and you know, if it's boring, then they'll usually fall asleep and just won't engage, right? So yeah, make it fun. And some of the fun ways of making things come alive is using video, using emotional language that makes things come alive. You know, the emotion is what drives us all, right? And so you think about, you know, the things that really strike a chord in the heart, so to speak. You know, it goes back to that topic of putting yourself in their shoes and wondering what they're going through, and you innovate and come up with the best things that you can to offer them and get it in front of them so they can check it out. So yeah, that's really cool. So with the customized breads, yeah, you could outline a step-by-step process on if you wanted to share this, you know, the recipe with people in an e-course, and you map it out, saying, "Hey, step one, step two, step three, and so forth." And these are the steps that they would take to be able to be successful with, you know, gathering different things from the garden and customizing their breads instead of just having the normal Joe Schmo bread that they get at Walmart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So some of the other things that
you can take what people are already making bread at home. So you can take an old school recipe and, you know, see this new recipe and say, "Hey, you know what? Why don't I try that with my recipe?"
Yeah.
Adding things like garlic and rosemary and different things that appeal to people's palate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's fantastic. Exactly. Yeah, just thinking outside the box and because there's so many things that can go so well, you know, with all types of breads, isn't there? So that's the bottom line with that step there, okay, is you just flush things out, make things as smooth as possible with your outline so it flows well. And if you were to compare it to, you know, a loaf of bread, okay, if you were to give a loaf of bread to someone, they're usually not going to take the whole loaf of bread and jam it into their mouth and eat it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can compare that loaf of bread to information. You know, instead of jamming that big old loaf of bread down their throat, let's give it, you know, to them slice by slice and prepare it well so, you know, they'll enjoy it and be happy. And so they don't end up barfing or anything. Okay, so with the information, it's the same thing. I mean, you still come across sites, you know, that end up barfing on people because they try to share so much information all at once that it's almost paralyzing for people.
Yeah, too much of a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Too much of a good thing, yep. And so take that good stuff, take the the goodies and chunk it up, you know, step by step. And that's actually one of the learning styles out there, is to chunk things up, you know, step by step. That's why step-by-step stuff it works so well, is because it makes it easy for people to consume. And so no matter where you go, you know, on or offline, in learning environments, you know, some of the best teachers out there, or the best teachers, they always chunk it up one step at a time. So you take that with your e-learning processes and you tie them into, you know, the recipes that you want to develop for, you know, bread or anything else, and you know, make them as easy as possible to consume. Even if you have to take, you know, maybe you look at one step that could be broken down to three more steps, and so, you know, so people can consume it easier, do that. You know, you're more on the side of easiness and simplicity than on, you know, complexity. So that's the second step, okay, is outlining and making things flow smoothly, get it all laid out. And then the third is when you look at information, you're chunking it up and so forth, you know, you want to put it all together, I'll share with you some systems that you can use, you know, to put it on your own website. I recommend using WordPress, you know, because it's very flexible. It's 100% flexible with doing whatever you want to do with it, you know, compared to buying software out there, because there's a lot of different types of e-learning software that we can I'll share with you, at least the top five of them anyways, that you can look at. But if you want to incorporate an e-learning course on your website, you know, it's better to, in my experience, to go with a system such as a WordPress. And WordPress is an open source software that you can install on, you know, any domain name with a host. And it's usually just one click. You just, you know, click on a button and it'll install it for you. I mean, you'll have to set up your username and password and all that. But other than that, it's just a matter of installing it and then you're set to go.
That's perfect.
And then, what's that?
Excuse me, could I interrupt you for just a minute?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Who's this?
This is Carol. I thought I was calling in to have a class about affiliate marketing, and this doesn't sound like it is.
Oh,
am
yeah,
I
no,
the
this is...
wrong place?
This is a topic in the affiliate marketing department, you know, for the coaching calls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so...
And what's the topic?
It's on e-learning. Yeah, so how to take your knowledge. Yeah, how to take your knowledge and present it in a course online with whatever business that you have, and you can offer it for sale, or else offer it as a way to generate leads or interest in your business and so forth. That's what we're talking about with this.
Well, I'm glad to find out because
it wasn't
clicking right. Who is the instructor? What's your name?
This is Trent Jesse, and then
the
case study.
Okay, so it's the same instructor.
What we're going over right now is Ben. He's on the line. He has a business that he's working on building up in the.
Yes, that's what I figured out.
Yeah, exactly. You've been listening.
And
to that.
But
okay,
I didn't hear you talking about affiliate marketing at all, and I thought I must be in the wrong place.
Yeah, no, it's categorized in that department. You know, there's e-commerce and there's affiliate marketing. You can use. We're going to actually talk about that. How you can tie in e-learning with affiliate marketing. So, yeah, if you want to hang on the line and listen, then fantastic. You're more than welcome to collaborate with us too. Okay.
Well, as far as that's concerned, that isn't where I need to invest my time. But I'd like to know: will you be teaching one on affiliate marketing?
Yes, exactly.
When will that
be? This next month. I'll be doing one on specifically on affiliate marketing, and there's also recordings that you can access to online.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I'll let you guys get back to your important discussion, but I wanted to clarify what I was hearing.
Okay, yeah,
thank
no problem.
You.
Hey, you betcha.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Ben, what were you saying? Ben, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. It sounds like there might be someone else there, too.
Oh, you're fine. So what were you saying?
Actually, not. I couldn't go back to it. Oh, the WordPress. It's validating because that's actually what I'm using to set up my websites right now. And
good.
Great information for me.
Yeah, excellent. Good. I use it the same thing. Yeah. You know, it's very versatile, and you can do a lot with it. So you know, the plugin that I would recommend using, I've gone through a ton of them. But you know, the best one that I have found that ties in directly with your WordPress site is LearnDash. LearnDash.com. And the pricing on that, I don't get anything for referring it. This plugin. It's just a matter of sharing it with you because it's pretty cool and exciting. The same one I use. But
and it works for you. That's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very flexible, too. It just ties in, like I said, directly with your WordPress site. It's a plugin. You just install it and then activate it, and then you're up and running. You know, you can start creating your own advanced quizzes and courses, and you can have certificates that you can give to people and all kinds of other cool stuff. Yeah, it's pretty robust. Yeah. We can actually delve into that a little bit more if we have time at the very end of the call, but that's the one I would recommend doing for the folks that are using WordPress. And in fact, most people that I coach all are on WordPress. And so
that's what was recommended to me, and I went with that. So it's nice to hear that it's working for other people in other places too.
Yeah, awesome job. Cool. So, yeah, so with that system, overall, creating interactive quizzes that people can take, just to double check that, they're on the same page with the whole, consuming of the information, and to make sure that they're getting it, right, is one of the biggest points of having a quiz, is to make sure that, hey, is this making sense to you? And if it is, then they'll be able to pass the quiz and go on to the next step. And then you can develop your own different style, okay, with your own approach of presenting your e-learning information. You can use all the different modalities such as videos and audio programs or text or a combination thereof. Think about the key points or the key steps throughout the whole process of where to put quizzes. And then fourth is considering giving them rewards. We all love to have great incentive, don't we? Especially when it comes to learning new knowledge. Usually, a lot of times if it's a topic that they're super interested in, then learning the knowledge in and of itself is rewarding. But if it just provides a lot more icing on the cake if you provide another reward on top of it, such as like a certificate, some type of reward that they can redeem. A lot of e-learning systems out there, they provide not just certificates or rewards, but other types of rewards such as points. They have point systems where, hey, you take this course and you get 50 points. It's kind of like going to the arcade and you earn tickets and you redeem those tickets for prizes. You can do the same thing with your e-learning, and that makes it fun, like you pointed out, Ben, earlier, right?
Yeah.
So you think about, hey, you pass this test or you pass this course, and then you can get three loaves of bread that we make for you, or you can get that plus something else, okay? But that really spurs the whole process of people not just taking the course but also sharing it with other people.
Becoming involved and creating repeat users, the customers, yeah.
Exactly. And it just makes it a lot more fun and a lot more enjoyable for people, and it just incentivizes a lot more people to engage and share it with other people, which is what you really want as a business owner. What you don't want is to share something that they still like, but you want them to be your evangelist. You want them to be raving fans, to share it. And that's where the power of word of mouth comes in. And people start sharing your stuff because it just rocks. They love it. It helps them out a lot, and they want to share it with other people. So that's the crux of your marketing. So you create just awesome content and that people love, and they'll be a lot more incentivized, obviously, to share it. So think about writing down some fun rewards, some pretty exciting things that you think they would have fun with, and if it's not certificates. Think about points. Think about tangible rewards and all that stuff. Even discounts or coupons. Okay, those are just some ideas to consider. Okay, and the last one that I'll be talking about, as far as like creating this full blown process of your e-course online for people to take, is prerequisites. That type of topic comes up quite a bit for folks going to school, in regular school or college or any university level. They usually have prerequisites. So ask yourself, looking at your information, ask yourself if that information should be or ought to be a prerequisite in taking other courses. Okay, like in your case, if they take a bread making class on how to fill in the blank on getting herbs and so forth from the garden and customizing their breads, then that could lead on to the next step and the next step, and they could be a master bread maker. They could have their own bread making business if they wanted to. You could potentially guide them down that road, and that whole process is there's a lot of opportunity if you think about that full the full length of that road of bread making, right? It doesn't just have to stop, at
very commonplace kitchen item.
Yeah. Exactly. So think long term and ask yourself, is that something that I'd like to do? And there's also people you can partner with, if there's people, like in my neighborhood, there's a few bread makers. They own their own bread making business, and they sell it in Walmart and so forth. And you could partner with those people. You don't have to be the bread maker yourself. Yeah.
For sure, local economy.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. That's what really spurs a lot of your growth out there in the economy. Yeah, is partnering, finding people that you can work with, and because we don't necessarily like every single thing in the whole business process, right?
No, that's true. You can't really be, when you get into business, you can't be the guy who just does everything. You'll just burn yourself out.
Yeah.
So networking is key, crucial.
Truism right there. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so those are the major steps, the major five steps to consider in the whole process of creating your e-learning course when you put it online. And number one, get clear about your vision, who you're going to help, what you want to help them out with. Number two, get your outline so it's all flows smoothly. Number three, add it to the whole process, add it online, put it in place. And then consider adding fourth, quizzes or rewards, things like that for them to interact with. And then fifth, consider if it's a prerequisite type of step for any other information that you want to offer people. Yeah. And then the whole wrapper around this whole thing is, as you pointed out earlier, and we discussed briefly, is the types of learners. And so if you think about each step that we just discussed, okay, if you're thinking about the different types of and styles of information that you can present, you can get pretty creative with it. So I mentioned video, and there's audio files that you can record, and you can even have them, say stop at a minute and 2 seconds, and record or write down what you said there. You can kind of fill in the blank type of things, with having them engage with your content audio and via audio or even with video or anything else. You see that quite a bit with e-learning courses too, which is fill in the blank. Listen to this video or listen to this audio or read this or do a combination thereof. And then when they take the quiz, they'll be able to see the whole layout of the information that they read or listened to, and then they'll be able to fill in the blank as they listen to it or even afterwards. It really depends on how you want to structure it,
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
Yep. Okay, now with some of these sites, let me share with you some of the sites that are really popular out there. Okay, you have, these sites are not based upon WordPress. I'll share a WordPress site, and I mentioned LearnDash to you, Ben, earlier for a plugin that you can integrate with your site. But I'll jump into sharing some of the popular e-learning websites out there. And you can take some of the things that they're doing and customize it to your own liking. But first is, I came across this one that's been around for quite a while, but khanacademy.org. So Khan Academy, so K-H...
How do you spell that?
A-N,
okay.
Yeah, so K-H-A-N academy.org. Okay, so that site, this fellow here, he's when you go there, you can click on, you can actually be a presenter or a teacher or the person that is just consuming the information. And so when you go there, you can just click on Start Learning Now. Okay, you can sign in with Facebook or with Google. And once you do that, then you're directly into the options of choosing what categories you're interested in. And so this fellow, he's created all kinds of videos that teach people complex topics, but make them simple. You just look at the math topics that he has. They range from basic math on up to calculus and so forth with all the math levels. And he does just a very excellent job, just a superior job in presenting complex theories and steps on understanding math in a very simple way. And that's another huge principle with your teaching. If you can take complex issues and make them simple to understand, compare them to certain stories and analogies, objects and experiences, then you'll do a lot better. So when you go in there, you know, they have a bunch of different categories, you know, science, economics, art, humanity, computing, test prep, you know, partner content. So you can check that out. But, you know, with the site, you can even consider taking, once you have, you know, your e-learnings, you know, courses and so forth, you can come here and consider being, you know, a coach with them. And you'll find that as one of the commonalities with a lot of these e-course systems out there, that you can choose to be, you know, the guru that hops onto their platform and presents, you know, the information. And then people, you know, can start learning it from you through their system. And so that's another way of helping you out with exposing or marketing your content. Okay. Another huge element that these systems have that you can consider adding into your site is you know, an overview map of their progress. You know, as they start to take more and more courses in your e-learning environment, people love to know, hey, am I on track? Am I going where? Or going somewhere? You know, step by step, and where can I go with all this? And so, if you can provide some type of, you know, map on, you know, their journey as they start to take this information from you, then it's you know, a lot more, you know, rewarding because they can see that progress, you know. And so, you know, Khan Academy does a just an awesome job with presenting that. You know, they have, you know, skill set tracking, and, you know, they track how many skills you've gained, and, you know, the percentages, and how well, you know, you've been doing, and so yeah, pretty fun.
That's good. The thing that the one of the, I do have a question here that just like comes to
okay,
mind
yeah.
when you're just talking about this. If all of this is intellectual property, and I suppose, is there a point where we would discuss copyright? Copywriting?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So,
okay.
You know, you can speak with an attorney, you know, a copyright attorney about all the copyright laws and so forth wherever you live. Yeah, but in general, if you're to take the information, you know, that you have, we're, you know, let me take one back step here, which is we're all
sure.
a product of sharing.
Yes.
You know, the question of, well, what is original thought, right? I mean, we're all coming up with thoughts that have already been shared out there. It's just a matter of connecting the dots. And so when you come up with your own, you know, patented information or your own copyrighted information, I mean, it's usually, it usually can be done as long as it's in a, it's in your own original framework. Okay, so a framework is a step-by-step process. Okay, other people might have the same information as far as the topic goes, but the way that they present it, okay, the framework, the structure of it, is entirely
mm-hmm.
different.
Gotcha.
And that's
okay.
what you can, that's what really makes it your own. Okay. So, yeah, your framework is really what separates you from the pack. Okay. What's your secret formula? What's your, you know, what's your sauce, basically? You know, secret sauce and the whole process of, hey, you take this step, you know, the processes, and as long as they take that step, then they'll get a certain result. Your process,
secret
your
ingredient.
Framework.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just like with making bread. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. You know, your process or your ingredients might be completely different, and you know, when they take it, when they take those steps, you know, they'll get a completely different result or something very similar, but it might be more superior. You know? So that's really where having people go through your process, you know, the output, you know, from start to end, when they started it, were they a better person, and how much of a better person were they at the very end of the process? Just like with people going through university courses, why is Harvard University, you know, thought of as a better university compared to, you know, Dixie University down south in Utah. Yeah. It's usually because, you know, people think that, and they believe that it's also been proven that, you know, when people go through that process of the frameworks and the structure and the way that people teach through Harvard, the output of the quality is a lot superior, you know. People are able to have a lot better skills and so forth, and they help, you know, and so forth with the whole world, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Excellent question. Okay, so let's go over to the second side here. The second side is Udemy. So U is in university, and then Demy, D-E-M-Y, as in academy, but udemy.com. So when you go there, it'll ask you to just make a choice, and then it'll bring you straight into choosing, once again, with kind of a Khan Academy structure. It'll bring you into an outlay of courses that you can consider. But you choose the topic that you're interested in, and then it'll customize the page that you're brought to immediately. Okay? And there's all kinds of, once again, courses here. These are basically e-learning networks. Okay, a la carte type of e-learning networks that you can go to and get access to all kinds of cool things. You can, courses that you can take, you can buy, and also share your own courses. There's free ones on up to ones that cost around $200 is usually the max for these types of courses. But one of the major reasons why I want to share this site with you here, not just for the sake of the whole layout and all that, but looking at your interests, type in bread making, type in whatever you want to look at. And the principle I'm resting this upon in terms of being successful is modeling after success. So if you can find other people out there that have created courses that you want to create, okay, it's a matter of learning how they've gone about structuring it and so forth. And if people have bought it, just how much of a demand is there or has there been? Okay? The sooner you can develop information or gather information about how successful they are, the better you can do, because then you can duplicate and customize to your own liking in your own business. Okay?
You wouldn't be copying without them. Reinventing
exactly.
The wheel.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Exactly. If it's already been done, then hey, it's already been done, and you can start to innovate and customize from there. It's just like taking the baton from the runner behind you in a race, and you're just taking the baton and running on with it, in essence. So, run forward and capture that baton from someone else that's already developed that course, and then learn from them. Learn from observation, study, research it all out and see what's working for them, and then do your very best to duplicate it. The same type of example shared in running, when they have, when people run marathons or even longer distances, they have a pace setter, someone that they target as that person that they want to stay up with and try to also surpass. And so I challenge each person to follow that success principle. Choose your own pace setter. Choose someone else out there that is being successful or is successful in your own niche or in your own business, and then do your best to not just keep up with them, but surpass them in terms of innovation and serving your clients. And it's not really a matter of competition. It's more of cooperation, because the people that you really model after can become your partners. And if you do it right,
absolutely.
It's more empowering. What's that?
I've heard it expressed as standing on the shoulders of giants.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Precisely. What's that?
They've already got the program going, and there's always ways to make things better, and each person adding their own creativity to it is just going to make it evolve into something bigger, better. And cooperation at the end of the day, like you say, doesn't need to be a competitive nature, but one that that can turn into partnership, for sure.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep, well said again. Yeah, exactly. Awesome job. Yeah, and there's all kinds of people that turn that whole scenario into that very thing that we just already talked about, which is cooperation. And that's a lot more empowering, compared to doing that neck to neck type of competition in the business, where it's dog eat dog type of thing. The whole world benefits a lot better by learning how to cooperate instead of directly head on competing. And there's healthy competitions and so forth, and it has their place. But when you look at the e-courses that tie in with your own business, you should keep that in mind.
I get that.
Okay. All right, now let's see here. Let me look up just a second here. I'm share with you one other one here that okay, actually, we'll look that one in just a second. So, yeah, let's go over to the Learn Dash, okay, and talk about that here, because I want to make sure that, especially yourself there, since you have WordPress, that you're more familiar with it. So with Learn Dash, if you go over there and click on pricing, they have, you know, two different packages there, one for $79 and one for $99. And you can look at the benefits that they have, but it's just the one-time payment for the plugin, and then you're done. And the developer is Justin Fairman. He just does an awesome job, you know, with the whole, you know, process of, you know, staying on top of the game and being innovative and taking the you know, the latest and greatest you know, techniques and principles, you know, for learning and tying that into this plugin. So, you know, so far, this is the number one, you know, plugin that I've come across and that I use on a you know, daily basis to get information out there in a nice fashion with e-courses and e-learning in general. But some of the things I wanted to point out here with you know, with the benefits here is they have one of the benefits called a drip feed. Okay, have you heard of that? I mean, drip feed before?
No, that's the first time I've heard it.
Okay, so drip feeding means that you're just giving. You know, if you think of a an IV at the hospital, it just drips, you know, one little drop at a time. It parallels with the topic of chunking up information. Okay, that's what drip feed does. And so if you were to have a membership website where people go to your website and they type in their username and password and they log in. Once they log in, then they would get access to your e-learning center. And so instead of giving them everything in your e-learning center all at once, the drip feed gives them access to certain areas one step at a time based upon a time frame. So when they log in, you know, once they create, and once they become a member, let's say the first week you want to just give them access to the first module. Okay? And let's say you have 10 modules or 10 major categories, okay? You just chunk it up. And then you only give them access to the areas that you want to give them access to based upon a time frame. That's what drip feed does. Okay. So it's already built into that you know, a plugin, and it makes the whole process for you know, learning a lot easier for your, you know, for your customers. Okay. Because it also helps you out too as the you know, as the business owner, because a lot of times, you know, people log in and they're either overwhelmed with all the information, and or they have people who just download all the information and then they cancel their account.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay. And so, you know, you don't want either of those types of people, right? You want to have people who, you know, enjoy the whole process, and you just present what's really relevant at that point, and that's what the drip feed is all about, and that's why it's so powerful. So I definitely recommend doing that and implementing that if you do have a membership, you know, for your business. We haven't talked about memberships here on the site as of yet, or this call yet, but a membership, just briefly, is just that. You go to the website and you give them the opportunity of creating an account, either free or paid, and then they have a username and password, and then they log in. And then they
what is
get
the
access.
Website?
What's that?
What was the website name?
What is the website you said?
Yes.
For for Learn Dash?
Oh, Learn Dash. Okay, I missed that. Is that the part where you
can
use that module?
Yeah. So Learn Dash. You have learndash.com. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when you set up your membership, then you can customize it based upon how you would like, and then. And then you can just guide them through, and the system will automatically happen from there on after. It's a huge, great, a huge way of automating the whole process instead of having to do it manually. Okay. So there's a lot more bells and whistles to this program, you know, that you can check out, but we'll leave it at that point. But check it out and consider it for your own business. And if you are using WordPress, then it's also you're going to tie directly into that. You just go into your plugins area, click on Add New, and upload the plugin, and then install it, and then activate it. And then you're set to go with customizing it. And you know the back end of their account, when you get the plugin, it's pretty clear about how to use it. They have steps. They follow the doc. They implement the use your own system for their own site, which is good. It's always a good sign.
With this type of a plugin, does that work on multiple sites like .com, .ca, other .net, .org?
Yeah.
Is it just for a specific site? Like when you do a purchase, you're able to download it to one website, or is it multiple?
Multiple. Yeah, you can put it on as many WordPress sites as you want.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Yeah, as many WordPress sites that you own. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can obviously sell it, Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got that.
Yeah. So, I want to come back to the topic of, the different styles of learning we discussed, okay, and also, the different tools you can use, such as video and audio recordings and so forth. But I want to spend the last 5 minutes just discussing the different types of learners out there. Okay, there's the number one is the confident learner. Okay, you'll come across these types of people who go through your courses, and they might know everything, or they might believe that they know everything about bread making. Okay. And so, they believe that they're capable of doing anything, which is great. They have high confidence, and, they're ready to rock and roll. But usually those people also, they want to know, well, really, what can I really gain that I don't know already, And so that's why you want to be clear about the major benefits of your course. What can they really gain by going through this course that they don't know already, and just highlight all the major benefits so they're clear. And then that'll help that type of learner, the confident learner. And then you have overachievers, people who really go over and above and try to get as much knowledge as they can, which is fantastic. Usually, in my experience, the overachievers really want to see an overview of where things are going to go. So if you can provide some type of map or say, hey, when you start this course, this is where you'll start. This is where you'll be able to end up when you're all done. And they'll be able to soak up the information a lot quicker because they can see where they're going to go. Some people are just fine with going step by step, and they don't really need to see the whole picture before they take action. But those folks usually do, just in my own experience. And then the third type of learner, keeping in mind these type of learners, you customize it to your own audience based upon what you're doing. But the emotional learner, they want to feel attached. They want to feel attachment to the course, either through the instructor or the content. So gaining that feeling of attachment is quickly obtained primarily through video. Okay, so when you think about video, consider using just a face-to-face camera instead of doing like a PowerPoint, for example, and just have you drawing on the board and being more of an instructor type of environment, like in a class at college. And so those types of learners, they really soak that up, and they love that type of thing, and they're able to emotionally connect a lot better. And then the fourth type of learner is the integrated learner. They have high standards for both themselves and others, and they are really paying a lot of attention towards the quality of it. How quality of education is this? Can I go to the library and just pick up a book and learn this stuff, or is it specialized knowledge where you've researched things out, or you've interviewed a lot of people and consolidated a lot of information down to something that is a simple step-by-step, and it's the best of the best, okay? Those people, that type of learner, really pays attention to that type of information. And so you can customize that, once again, to that learner. The fifth one is the unmotivated learner. You know, they kind of lack enthusiasm. You know, they never exceed expectations. They're, you know, they're likely to drop out of courses. You know, they might take the first step, and then they just drop out. Okay, with those people, you know, it's important to have, you know, motivational material that goes out to them automatically, okay, through email. And so when they sign up for your membership, or when they subscribe, you want to give them instant access to an email, an automatic email that goes out to them, you know, every week, for example. You know, that helps them see why it's going to be in their best interest. You know, sometimes it's just lack vision, and you need to be able to share that vision with them and kind of spark that fire in them again. Okay. The sixth type of learner is the risk taker. Okay, they enjoy exploring new ideas and discussing complex questions. You know, these types of learners, they'll sign up, they'll go through it. They don't have to see the whole picture. They just, you know, jump through it, and they're able to, you know, soak up the information at rapid speed, and you know, they'll drop the money pretty fast, you know, with paying for your course. And you know, they usually just love learning in general. You know, they just enjoy exploring and being adventurous. Okay. You know, the seventh type. Okay, we're going to go over three more, and then we'll be done. So the seventh one is surprise learners. You know, the things that you can implement, as we talked about earlier, like surprises and rewards, really speak to these types of learners. So usually they lack the self-confidence and usually are unaware of their inability to work independently. And they'd like to work with other people. You know, they're like social learners. You know, there's quite a few people in my life that match that type of criteria. You know, they learn best by learning with other people in groups. So, if you were to consider offering a forum, you know, where people can join, you know, the group, or you know, a group coaching call like this, you know, or even a mastermind call. Okay, they might be able to participate and learn that information a lot easier instead of just offering it online. Okay, with bread making, going back to that example you shared with Ben, is that you can have a call, for example, and have everyone come on, and that type of learner would be able to thrive in that environment a lot easier. Okay, the eighth type of learner is the motivated learner. You know, they have specific goals and know what they're going after. They're willing to work hard to overcome any challenge or obstacle ahead of them. And you know, they got what it takes. You know, they have that self-discipline to make things happen. And usually these people, along with the few of the other learners I mentioned earlier that have this in common, which is that self-discipline, they'll usually be your long-term customers as long as you have solid information that is really valuable. Okay, the last two here, the ninth one is the dependent learner. And they learn, they want to work diligently. If they frequently ask for help, they usually feel insecure about their answers. They say, they're always looking for validation. And so,
sorry, what was that one?
They're always looking for validation, confirmation or feedback.
What type of a learner is that? I missed the last one.
Dependent. Instead of independent, they're dependent. They're dependent on other people's feedback for them to soak up that information and take steps forward.
Okay, gotcha. Yep.
Yeah. So with those types of learners, if you're teaching people about how to make customized breads, they'll thrive in a better environment, such as like a one-on-one call or a group call, or in a mastermind, because they'll want to ask questions and get customized feedback, because they're usually, like I said, a bit more insecure about, the answers that they offer. And so, if you give them a channel to be able to get immediate feedback from either yourself or from other people, then they'll be able to make, make advancements a lot quicker. Yeah. And then the last one is the experiential learner. They're easily frustrated. They have lower self-confidence. And they often produce low-quality work or lacking originality. This ties in, that type of learner, is a little bit more is synonymous with the unmotivated learner, you know. But usually what they're lacking, okay, is, once again, it goes back to that vision, is seeing, helping them see really what this is all about. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, commonalities that all of us have, you know, as human beings. You know, we all want to be loved. We all want to be liked. You know, there are certain things that we don't want. We don't want to feel embarrassed. You know, we don't want to, you know, be fearful. You know, these are all things that we don't want to experience. And as long as you can help them see, you know, what, you know, is really in their best interest and how they can easily go about doing it step by step, then it'll help those people out, these types of learners that are a little bit more challenged with, you know, seeing that, you know, bigger picture. So we'll end the call here on this topic of e-learning, but I'll open it up to any questions that you might have before we end. Do you have any questions there, Ben?
No, I'm pretty crystal clear here. This is good.
Cool. Well, glad that you can make it, and anyone else that is on the call, wish you the very best, and we'll plan on next week. I'll be announcing a different topic here this next week, same time, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, take care.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for your time.